Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 6th day of December, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that I would like to see the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, say publicly. He certainly is not living up to his oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam. I would like to see him publicly say the Pledge of Allegiance. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our prepper tip of the day, I encourage you to make sure all your team members have a mechanical wristwatch, self-winding wristwatch, a wristwatch that does not take a battery. I say again, a wristwatch that does not take a battery. You're conducting any kind of tactical exercise, everybody needs to have a good quality mechanical wristwatch. We have some offered for sale under Amazon at my website, John's Products. Let's see where we'd go with that. We got a drop down menu, and it says, where does that go to? John's Products, and then we click on that, and what do we have? There we go. Let's see where all the Amazon stuff is. I don't do this very frequently. At the very bottom, Amazon Products Recommended by John. You'll find mechanical wristwatches there from, less than $50 to Rolexes. And so check those out. We've been working on my audio. We think we've got it corrected. I'm getting reports from my engineer this morning that the audio is squared away. Lots of good suggestions from listeners literally all over the world, literally. Germany, United States, and so forth. And we have patiently waiting for us to talk about emergency survival communications, my friend Tom Berryhill. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. I didn't know you had audio problems. It sounds pretty good.
Well, there was issues, and it basically came down to what's the same and what's different. What's different was I left a video camera plugged in after I was with Doug Hagman. I have a regular guest appearance every Monday morning with Doug Hagman. And that's the only thing I changed was unplugging that. And once I did that, everything went back to normal. So do these video cameras have a microphone built in? Tom, do you know?
Well, I would think they should, yeah, and I'm certain they do. Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, that would be the reason that I need to find out where that is and disable it or put tape over it or something, because I know it's causing issues with Doug, as opposed to using the professional microphone right in front of my mouth. And we got a video camera 4 feet away. That's probably not the best situation. Well, regardless, Tom, we have this past Tuesday was exactly 1 year, exactly 11 months. Exactly 11 months from the first Tuesday in November. This time will pass by very quickly. And I want to mention also, Tom, you're invited tomorrow to our preparedness chili dinner at the Viburnum Firehouse. You get there about 11:30. That would be about the right time. We're going to be planning tomorrow, Tom, our calendar for 2020 training, which will include a Saturday morning for you to do your annual ham radio emergency communications presentation. Let's talk privately after the show and compare some calendars so we can get that date squared away, if you can spare some time.
Sure, John, that's fine. I wish I could be there tomorrow, but I'll be heading to Chicago tomorrow night. So I'm sorry, not tomorrow, tonight, and I'll be back on Monday.
All right. Well, it sounds like a good time to be in Chicago. Well, there's a lot of concern reaching all the way to the Oval Office about what may or may not happen in 11 months following the election. Some concern as well as what might take place between now and then, the next 11 months, in terms of civil disorder. Tom, there was an article that I published on my website 2 days ago. I don't know if you've seen it or not. I know you're a busy guy, but the former governor of Colorado, he gave a speech and wrote an opinion that was published in the Washington Examiner. Governor Richard Lamb, a liberal homosexual governor of Colorado, who hit the nail on the head when it came to the legitimate concern we have about multiculturalism and how, in every case, for many centuries, having a population that does not have a single language, that does not share a single culture, ends up in disaster and defeat. That's the historical record. American exceptionalism cannot change that historical record. And Tom, I want to encourage everybody to read that article. It's only 2 pages when it's printed out on an 8.5 by 11 paper. It's only 2 pages. And there's also a video of Mark Levin making an 8-minute commentary on this article as well. This is very well done. And Tom, you and I, our children, our grandchildren, they will be dealing with the consequences of this for the rest of their lives. We're looking at least a century's worth of consequences of what's been taking place the last 25 years, the uncontrolled illegal immigration, the refusal of new immigrants to ingratiate themselves and learn English as their primary language and become part of American culture. And this goes back to our main topic today, which is emergency survival communications. I think short-term, Tom, there's going to be severe consequences, which will lead to civil disorder, disruption in normal services and goods and services, and that if people aren't prepared in every way, including communications, they're going to pay a severe penalty, won't they, sir?
Yes, sir, they really will, John, and communication is going to be so important. We've talked so much about food storage, firearms, ammunition, communications is right up there at the top with those other items. It truly is.
Well, we always have new listeners, so I should mention what I've mentioned before, and that was my experience during the Tet Offensive in Vietnam in 1968. We were desperate for real information to find out what was really going on a football field away, half a mile away, and, of course, in the whole country. And we got to the point where I think the it was the second morning, maybe the third morning of the Tet Offensive, my commander asked me to volunteer, and of course I did volunteer along with one of my buddies to take a Jeep out and drive to certain areas of our city that we were in. We were in a city of a million people, the capital city of the Fourth Corps, Canto, and make observations and return to base and report our findings, which, of course, we did. That's how desperate we were, because sending me and my buddy out in a combat zone with I had my Thompson 45, submachine gun, and my buddy had his M3 submachine gun, and our flak jackets and our steel pots, and we didn't even have radios to talk back to our base. That's how how ill-prepared we were, that we could not even talk to our base of operations. So I did that. We came back and we made a report to our commander of what we observed, and we had the Armed Forces radio on, AM radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a radio, 7 days a week, getting reports from Saigon. It was a wake-up call for me to understand human nature, that if you don't have information, your mind will immediately go to a worst-case scenario. Most parents go through this when little Sally or little Tommy doesn't come home at the appointed time. The teenager doesn't come home at the appointed time, and every hour it gets later. Mom and dad immediately think that the child is laying somewhere bleeding out in a ditch from an automobile accident. Don't they, Tom?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens, John. Yes.
And that goes and more to the days before cell phones.
Lack of communications can be a big cause of that.
And, of course, I'm talking more about the days before cell phones, when teenagers would have the keys to the family car, go out on a social event with their friend, and be expected to be back in an appointed time. And, of course, when they didn't, that's when the consequences kicked in. And it's human nature for your mind to go to a worst-case scenario very quickly. That's expected. That's normal. There's nothing wrong with it. That's expected. That's normal. And any kind of crisis, ladies and gentlemen, that may happen in the future involving the George Soros financed, trained, equipped protesters causing civil disorder, the same thing will happen to you. If you don't have access to real-time information about what's really going on, your mind will immediately go to a worst-case scenario. Hopefully the grid would stay up, and hopefully there would still be broadcast information that people could gain access to, but we can't count on that, can we, Tom?
No, we can't, John. And, of course, if the grid goes down or taken down intentionally, you're going to have to really rely on your own resources, and that's going to be battery power, generators. You better have a lot of fuel handy. Propane would be best. So you have to plan all this out now, not 11 months from now. This is the time to be doing this, and actually everybody should have given this careful consideration a long time ago and started preparing for these types of situations. I really think, John, that a really good scanner that will pick up digital signals, especially P25, which is used by many law enforcement agencies, some of it's encrypted. If it's encrypted, you're just out of luck. But not all of it is, and you'll gather a lot of information this way. So a really good, high-quality scanner. And very important also would be a shortwave radio capable of single sideband reception. And this is a minimum, because even if you're not a ham radio operator, you'll be able to listen to them You'll be able to listen to the military and commercial radio traffic that's on shortwave. There's a lot of that on there, and that's all single sideband. Some of it will be data. You can buy equipment that will decode and print out on your computer screen the actual data transmissions, as long as it's not encoded or encrypted. So those are important things to have. The shortwave radio is valuable, in my opinion, because you'll get information from sources outside of our country that may have more truth than what we're being fed over a television set.
Right, right. Well, there'll still be, I'll just give some people some examples. Embassy Row in Washington, D.C. will, except in an extreme catastrophe, will still have foreign embassies open for operation. Those embassies report back to their home countries, who in turn put out reports on shortwave radio. So there's going to be multiple sources of radio information, and if you have the radios, you can intercept those broadcasts and get the information. If you don't, you can't, and you'll just be sitting there in the dark, wondering what's going on, knowing in your mind, because as I said earlier, your mind goes to the worst-case scenario immediately, knowing in your mind that things are far worse than they really are. And that's not healthy. That's really not healthy. That kind of fear will cause you to make imprudent decisions, do things that probably shouldn't be done, maybe put yourself at risk attempting to travel someplace that would be more risky than staying where you are. Lots of possibilities and lots of bad possible consequences for making improper decisions because you don't have good information, right, Tom?
That's absolutely correct, John. And again, non-domestic sources, anything outside of our country will have so much good information. Now, something we haven't talked about much in the past is maybe something to consider, some sort of a satellite receiver. And I know a lot of people listen to public broadcasting maybe on a satellite system. There's other networks on there as well with valid information, good information, and sources outside of our country would be on there also. So there's satellite systems that could be used. Of course, the common denominator with all of this is the power to run it. So focusing on a small generator that could maybe charge banks of batteries would be your optimum approach, as well as solar panels if you can afford those. Set up a solar panel system. You don't need a huge solar array unless you want to run everything in your house. If you're just worried about your communications, maybe a computer and a system large enough to run the blower motor on a furnace, a gas furnace, would be very helpful. Maybe some refrigeration. Some people want to have a solar system so big that it doesn't matter if the power's on or not, or they don't even need commercial power, utility power at all. That's optimum if you have the money to do that. But otherwise, something big enough to keep those batteries charged and a backup generator for that, or a generator and batteries. I mainly use a generator and batteries, John, and then I do have a small solar array that I use to charge two deep cycle batteries for my ham radio equipment.
Right, right. It's either that or teenagers on stationary bicycles charging batteries.
Right.
Tom, these very large 6-8 foot diameter satellite dishes that started popping up all over the country in the 1970s, there's still interesting things that can be done with those, aren't there?
Sure. I mean, they can be used even for the, if you can arrange a feed horn, if you have experience with that, the skills necessary to make the adjustments and measurements, you can use those with in place of the smaller dishes. I know people that have done that. I'm not an expert in that area. I've worked on some of it. I made some brackets and some of the actual mechanical pieces needed to do that and get the feed horn focused. But even the smaller dishes that you see everywhere now that people use for television, there's free-to-air systems, and that's where you'll pick up most of
there
those radio networks.
Rick's Satellite, of course, is one of the outstanding services.
Rick is very good.
We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Friday. It is Friday, the 6th day of December, the day before the day that lives in infamy. The not-so-secret attack on Pearl Harbor happened on December 7th, 1941. I'll be in Florida in February. We have a speaking engagement. We now got the tickets posted for sale in Orlando. Saturday, the 8th day of February, myself and Steve Van Noon. That'll be a lot of fun. And then the following day, we get on the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line for the John Moore Patriot Symposium Cruise. I hope you can join us. All the details at my website. If you want to go on a cruise, give our cruise director a call, Betsy Murphy. Her number is 636-530-9502. I say again, Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, 636-530-9502. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communications and how important it is to get started yesterday. 11 months is enough time to study and get a ham radio license, get some entry-level equipment, a 2-meter base station would be a good starting point, a good scanner, and maybe a couple of handy talkies. Enough time to do that in 11 months, isn't there, Tom?
That's plenty of time, John, for anybody to come up to speed. And something that's also very important, besides having the equipment and getting it properly installed, is to learn on-the-air procedures and what frequencies to use and who's out there. Get to know some of the people that you encounter on the air. If you're talking on 2 meters, you're going to be mainly talking to people in your local area, maybe regional somewhat. You might talk to somebody 50 or 60 miles away, but for the most part, it's going to be in your local area. Then you'll be able to meet with these people in person, get to know them better, and form your own networks, and you're going to find that a lot of these people have preparedness issues in their mindset as well, John. You know that. And you can kind of form your own groups and stay in touch and work with each other and help each other to be prepared for what's coming.
Right. I was in the radio shack of one of our local ham guys a few years back. He took one of his bedrooms in his home, and the entire bedroom had been converted into a radio shack. He had a center console in the middle of the bedroom, and then shelving all around the edges full of everything. And he says, John, I could do everything that CENTCOM does from right here, CENTCOM being the central communications for the county that does all the sheriff's department, fire, paramedics, and fire dispatch. And he could. Everything was set up and ready to go. And that's not all unusual, is it, Tom?
No, it's not. You can have a very basic installation. It could be a small radio on a shelf in any room of the house. It could be a desk, small computer table, something like that, all the way up to a console, as you described. And you can go online and search out ham radio consoles, ham radio desks, things like that. You'll see all kinds of images, photographs of some very elaborate installations all the way down to some very simple, easy to do. You don't have to start out with something complex. It's best to build it as you go. But I would think now the main thing is to just get the license, get the equipment set up so you're ready to go in the event any types of outages or civil disorder, anything that we may have here in the future. And that's definitely a possibility, John.
Absolutely it is. It would be foolish to disregard what we're saying. This is not some internet conspiracy theory. The President of the United States has made reference to this possibility. Men I worked with and have known and worked with for years, such as Steve Quayle, Dave Hodges, Mike Adams. I've never met or talked to Mike Adams, but I know Steve Quayle pretty well. He's been on my radio show when I first started in St. Louis back in the late 90s on a regular basis. I've known and worked with Dave Hodges for quite a while. My friend Paul Martin, who's with Dave a lot. Of course, Doug Hagman, I'm with him every Monday. Men I know and trust, these are solid guys who are not given to flights of fancy. That all share the same concerns about what could possibly happen when the Democrats lose in November 2020, which they will lose in 2020. Everything they're doing right now is aimed towards attempting to win in 2020, and they're just making it worse for themselves. I sometimes wonder, Tom, if they have some kind of mental disconnect with reality, that they keep doing the wrong thing to achieve their goal and wondering why they're not getting the outcome they desire. But getting back to our topic, Tom, you and I will be talking in August about this, 9 months from now, and people still won't be prepared. And that last 90 days would be crunch time, let's say. If you wanted to get a ham radio license, get some equipment, that last 90 days would be crunch time and very difficult. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the sixth day of this. Excuse me. I had to sneeze. Excuse me. The sixth day of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Put it right in your browser. If you use your search engine, you'll end up with all kinds of different videos and things that aren't my website. Just put it right in your browser, www.thelibertyman.com. I was talking to a gentleman this morning who expressed interest in the hobby farm down the road from me, the only hobby farm in my zip code for sale. He said he thought he'd found a half-acre lot for sale in my neighborhood, which there may be. I'm not aware of that. But there's not much you can do with a half-acre lot since you're prohibited from having a septic system on a half-acre lot. You have to have at least 3 acres. To have a septic system, unless you get a place that's got one already there, it's grandfathered in. But the hobby farm is for sale. It's a beautiful place. A friend of mine, he and his wife, this was going to be their retirement home. He's a commercial and residential contractor building beautiful homes and businesses. And it's all set up and ready to go. And the first person that gets it, they'll be my neighbor, and everybody else will have to do something else. Also, on my website, of course, you'll find energy claims for sale. Another neighbor of mine is suffering from arthritis. It's difficult to watch this guy walk. Another friend recommended the energy cleaner to him, and he didn't sound very interested until he found out there was a 90-day money-back guarantee. Then he became interested. So it's important to know two things. First of all, it works. Second of all, it has a 90-day guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, ship it back. I refund your money. No questions asked. It's something that happens about 3 or 4 times a year. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, and you want relief, get yourself an energy cleaner. Get a mattress pad to go with it. That's the bottom line. Everything's right there under products at my website. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line. Don't try to call me. Order line only. Toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tom, we got a regular caller. He's taking a break from feeding his goats. That's Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. I'm in the barn. I was going to try to get out before you got my call. But anyway, quick question, Tom. On our check license, they are eligible to use 10-liter, 6-liter, and 10-liter. And I know you have been talking about seeing a bunch of 6-liter antennas on different buildings, hospitals, and government buildings, and whatever. I'm assuming they're vertical, intended for FM communications.
Well, what I've been seeing, Jerry, are dipole antennas, horizontal dipoles. I'm having trouble competing with the barnyard.
Hang on a minute. Let me get out of the barn and maybe get out of the fire. I'm sorry. Said if you didn't answer the phone, Lucia called and she said, "Hello, Jerry." So, sorry about that, guys.
But what I've been seeing, and I saw it again yesterday, John, I mentioned going up Highway 141 right at, I call it 40, 64. There's a Missouri Department of Transportation building there. You look on top of that building, and there's some antennas, but there is an HF dipole up there. Now, that's for regional communications, probably statewide, but it would cover at least a 200 to 300-mile radius. And in a lights-out, grid-down situation, I guarantee you they'd be using that to stay in touch with Jefferson City, where the headquarters would be, and maybe every county. Because as far as I know, most, if not all, counties in our state here in Missouri have HF single-sideband communications and maybe even data systems. I've seen the equipment myself, and I saw the one that was in St. Louis years ago, about 25 years ago. And now, county by county, they're putting these things in. I go by a courthouse or a sheriff's department. I start looking for those HF antennas, and I see them in most cases. So they are setting these systems up. If they know what works, and these VHF systems just won't cut it, because in Missouri, everything is linked. And they have this whole system where everything is trucked together. And they use various radio systems. The police departments share them. They share the dispatching, something along those lines. And if any of that linking equipment goes down, they can forget about talking farther than the local area that they're where they're located. So they need wide-range coverage. And you can't get that with 6 meters. You can get that with 10 meters. See, 10 meters would be on the low end of – it's on the high end of the HF spectrum, but it's on the low end of what's called low-band VHF. Low-band VHF is like 30 to 50 megahertz for commercial and police and fire and so on, whereas high-band VHF was the 136 to 174 megahertz, and then, of course, the UHF spectrum was 450 to 470 megahertz, and those ranges vary a little bit from area to area, but that's basically what they are. And in the old days, the Missouri Highway Patrol used low band. They were at 42 megahertz, and they've moved all that out of VHF, and they're using the local sheriff system in the area where they're patrolling. it's somewhat complex the way I have this thing set up. It's all trunked together, linked together, and to me, it's overly complex, but maybe that's what they need. I don't know. I prefer something that's simple and works under all circumstances that you're encountering, and that's something to consider. But they had quite a bit of range with the low-band system in the past, 42 megahertz. So the ham operators can take advantage of the years of experience that they had with wide-range communications and use 10 meters or 6 meters. I think 6 meters would be the better choice myself. And using single sideband, you could use FM, but single sideband is really good for weak signal work. And, of course, the absolute best for weak signal is CW or Morse code. But not all the new hams have learned that. A lot of them are getting into it, but it takes quite a bit of effort to learn that, especially as you get older.
Well, yeah, and if you're dyslexic like me and can't spell it, it is a real challenge. But anyway, I was just curious. There are some 6-meter repeaters within a 120-mile range of where I live, 5 or 6. I'm assuming they've got to be FM, vertical FM antennas, I would assume. Of course, I get in trouble when I start assuming things, but more dangerous for me is thinking. But I was just kind of curious as what was the norm on that. I know, like up there in Missouri, you mentioned many years ago, most everybody, the government officials, for law enforcement, what have you used, I guess it was 6 minutes because they had the long whips. And
that was in rural areas, Jerry. That was in rural areas. And Missouri Highway Patrol used it because of the vast areas they had to cover. I know in most states in the rural areas, they may have used the low-band VHF, which would have been a lot of the police activity was around 40 megahertz, 42, as here in Missouri. But they abandoned that maybe 10 or 15 years ago, and they went to this new system where they interface with all the local departments. For instance, in my county.
Repeaters and whatever, yeah.
Not all of it is repeater. Not all of it is repeaters. Much of it is simplex point-to-point, but they use VHF, as in where John is and where I am, there may be some repeaters. And in my county, the sheriff does have actually 2 repeaters, one at the north end, one at the south end. But the Highway Patrol uses those same frequencies, and they'll be dispatched through the local sheriff's department, at least in my area. And if they move into another area, they may go to another county and use that. They'll call in on that frequency. So that's how they do it now. Yeah. And all of these systems, somehow they're linked together. I don't know all the technical details on it.
Maybe hard line. I don't know. It's kind of curious because I'm over there in the hill country, and that's the case here. And of course, you get out in West Texas, you've got Brewster County is huge. You know, Big Bend, and they telephone systems that were set up out there with microwave. Ironically enough, they put microwave towers up at the ranches and areas there just so they could have the cheapest way to do it, and easiest. But I was just curious if that was FM or if it was HF single sideband.
All the police frequencies that I'm aware of have always used FM. But now, here, I know at least in Missouri, they have set up HF single sideband systems, and they're licensed at 1 kilowatt. You can go on the FCC.gov website and look up the license search, and just look up a search. In our case, we would search for Missouri, and just search from 2.0 megahertz to 10 megahertz, for instance. And it'll tell you every licensed transmitter in the state, and you'll see the state of Missouri showing up all over the place. They have multiple frequencies that they use for this system, And it's a backup system, as far as I can tell. I've never investigated it that close. I'm just aware that it's there. And I was asked one time about 25 years ago to check out the antenna system for the one that was in downtown St. Louis. And then it turns out we couldn't even get to the roof because nobody could find the key through the trap door that got us out on the roof to inspect the system. But I did see the equipment. It was a Motorola MyCom, which is actually a very good radio. And it was 125 watts with an automatic antenna coupler. And they're also, most of these systems are actually licensed for 1 kilowatt of power, which is
wow.
almost excessive yeah. for what they're trying to do. But it's there. If they want to use 1 kilowatt, they can. But you can
okay.
read the license, and you can see everything that they're doing just by looking at that FCC website.
Okay, now one quick question, and I'll let somebody else get in or let y'all finish up where y'all were going. Now, these systems, it's assumptions here, I guess, but all the points, but thoughts. But this single sideband 6 meter, that's going to be point to point. It's not going to be mobile. That's the question.
Well, you can be. If you're going to use it at your home or business or anything like that, you could set up single sideband. Most of these radios nowadays, Jerry, are AM, FM, single sideband. They're all, we've talked previously.
CW, the whole ball, right, yeah.
Right, the Yaesu FT-857, very small radio. It's the smallest that I'm aware of, a radio that's a 100-watt unit, and it covers all the bands that are popular in one unit with all the modes of operation.
Right.
You could do data. You could do even radio teletype if you wanted to, sideband, FM, AM, all the way up to 450 megahertz, the 440 megahertz AM band, I should say. And that would be good for repeaters, simplex, a mobile use, base station, whatever you want to do with it. That's a pretty good unit to get started with. And you could improve upon that if you wanted to, but set up some good antennas. Most of the repeater work will be vertically polarized. And so you could set up a almost any type of antenna that's vertically polarized. 6 meters would give you some tremendous range. And you could use that same vertical polarization on single sideband, but I know a lot of those stations are horizontally polarized. And then something in between, I would give you some of each. There's antennas that will give you vertical and horizontal polarization. And then you could read up on what the FM broadcast industry does, and a lot of theirs are circular polarization. They radiate in all directions. So you could do a lot of
things. Yeah, you mentioned that. I did a search on that, and I never could find anything to really for me to get a good visual on that circular polarization. You mentioned radio,
okay,
FM, radio transmitter powers.
A friend of mine, I helped him with one of his radio stations, and the antennas were, they look like if you took a dipole and then you bent it around so the ends were almost touching like a loop. And then the one end was turned down a couple of feet, and the other end was turned up a couple of feet. So that gave them a little bit of vertical and a lot of horizontal. And then they had those antennas stacked on top of, it was about a 600-foot tower, something like that. We weren't up on the tower. These were on the ground. I stopped climbing towers in 1979. No more for me. But they had six of these antennas then. And but that gave you some radiation in all planes. So you had vertical and horizontal radiation off of that antenna, and it was a very rugged unit, more than any ham operator would ever need. But it had to be for the type of service it was in. But
yeah.
You could copy these things. You could look at these things, Jerry, and build your own out of copper water pipe if you wanted to, and make them the appropriate length for the ham band that you're using, it would work good on 6 meters. There's a lot of antennas very similar to this, to these broadcast antennas are being used on 6 meters. I've seen them, and I know people that have used them. So you might want to, if you're going to be on 6 meters and you want to operate repeaters and single sideband, you might want to be able to switch between horizontal and vertical polarization. Although it's not as critical as you would think, especially for close in, but for weak signal work at a distance, you really do want to have the proper polarization on that antenna.
Okay, I had a question, but I don't remember what it was now. First of all, I got derailed. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate the information, and I'll get out of here. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, John.
Here's our last break. You're welcome. We'll be right back.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Friday, the 6th day of December. Well, Tom, this hour has just flown by, and we're down to the last 3 minutes here. Our job, your job and my job, Tom, on this hour we take every week, is to inform, encourage, nudge, do whatever we can to get people's attention, to move forward, get their ham radio license, get some entry-level equipment, and get this knowledge and training and equipment now while they can. Right, Tom?
That's exactly correct, John. And anybody that has some interest in this. I really think if they got the study materials, American Radio Relay League, ARRL.org, contact them, look at what they have to offer, study courses. There's other courses online that you can purchase. There's a lot of online websites that will help you to learn the basics and get up to the point to where you're able to take the test, get your first license, get some equipment, and get on the air. And I really think anybody that put even a little bit of effort into it could do this in 2 to 3 months, and then they would be ready to go. And then they would be well-versed in on-air procedures, setting up the equipment, and everything well in advance of this 11-month period we're talking about.
Well in advance. Well, 11 months may seem like a long time to some people. I know how quickly it will pass, and I hope people will wake up and smell the coffee, so to speak, and do the right thing. I know we all have busy lives. Tom, when I was studying for my ham radio license the fall of 1994, I was doing bodyguard work and had 60-hour weeks. And I was studying while my principal was in a secure area. I had maybe an hour in the evening and maybe a half hour in the morning. But I was determined to get that ham radio license, and it was a challenge, but I met the challenge despite the long hours and all the distractions of executive protection. And so people can do this. It just has to become a priority, doesn't it?
That's right. It's really not that difficult. Put your mind to it, get the study materials, or start reviewing some of the study websites. That'll get you started. You don't necessarily even need the books, but I think it's handy to have those books for your study time that you set aside. And look at the questions. Start taking these online tests. There's websites that have online testing. They use the FCC test questions, and they present the tests in a very similar manner that you would be taking them when the time comes when you're ready to take the actual test. So once you start passing those tests and get passing scores with the online websites, you'll be ready to go to the radio club, your local radio club, where the volunteer examiners will administer the FCC test, and they'll let you know right then if you passed or not. If you pass the first one, while you're there, go ahead and try to take the next test and get up to the general class if you can. You'll start with the technician class, but you can go right up to the general class, and many people have passed all of them in one setting. I mean, that's quite a
I've seen that happen.
But if you
I've
want,
seen that
yes,
happen. Tom, thank you, sir. Let's talk privately soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
We got to thank you, sir. Top of the hour break. We hope that Dr. Lynn Wilbert will call in. We will see. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.